Hi everybody, I'm Clayton. Welcome to A Plus English.
大家好，我是 Jenny， 欢迎来到 A 加。
So yesterday we were talking about chocolate.
We know that Aztecs first found chocolate, right?
Right, and then Spanish people found it and brought it back to Spain.
And almost 100 years later, a Spanish princess gave it to her husband as a wedding gift. Her husband is a French.
Right, and so now people all over the world enjoy chocolate.
Right, so do you like cakes made from chocolate?
Yeah, you know, my favorite is chocolate brownies. They're so good.
Right, I love brownies too. So, you know, there are chocolate cakes called Fool and Opera.
Fool and Opera? These are the names of cakes?
Right, so that's what we're going to hear about today.
Wow, I can't wait to see how they look and how they taste.
我也非常的好奇，我们赶快来看看这个蛋糕叫 Fool, 叫 Opera, 到底长成什么样子呢？
Let's have a look. Chocolate, food of the gods.
Conversation A.
I just gave him to the Aztecs. And in return, the Aztecs gave him coffee. This cake looks good.
Yeah, it's ganache. It means fool in Old French.
Why would a delicious cake be called fool?
Ganache was invented by accident.A waiter dropped hot milk into a bowl of chocolate.
And his boss got angry?
Right. He shouted, "You're a ganache!"
So, was the waiter fired?
No. Milk chocolate turned out to be delicious.
Wow, that cake really looks good. You know, when we look at a food...and say that it looks good, that means we think it will be delicious.
Right. 我们这里呢看到 look 这个动词它是看起来怎么样。那后面呢可以直接加形容词。像我们说这个蛋糕 look good, 看起来呢好像还蛮好吃的。那另外呢像 look 这一类的动词呢还有什么呢像是除了看起来如何其实还有像是闻起来如何 smell, 还有呢尝起来如何 taste,还有听起来如何 sound, 或者是感觉起来如何 feel, 这类的动词呢 就叫做感官动词。你可以呢直接在后面加上形容词。For example, these cakes must taste delicious.
But the name of this cake is really strange. It's ganache, which means fool in old French. What a strange name for a cake.
Right, 这里呢这个蛋糕的名字就叫做 ganache, 它呢在这个古老的法文里面的意思呢就叫做笨蛋。那这个就是这个蛋糕的名字。那这里我们也看到这个 in old French 这个用法。那如果我们有用什么语言说或者是说用什么语言写的话我们会说 in 什么样子的语言。比方说诶我们用英语说我们就会说 speak in English.
So this dessert was actually made by accident. Now when you do something by accident, that means you don't try to do it, or you don't mean to do it, but it just happens. So for example, maybe I hit someone, but I didn't try to hit them. I was just walking like this and hit them. I did it by accident.
好，这里呢，我们看到 by accident 这个片语。那这里呢，我们先看到 accident 这个字。accident 呢，它是一个名词，它是意外事件、偶然的事件。那你前面加上一个 by accident 就是意外地、偶然地的意思，就变成一个副词片语。那你也可以说成 accidentally， 你也可以直接用这个副词来当作意外地、偶然地。We still don't know why this cake is called ganache.
Ah, well, there's an interesting story about that. Now, there was a waiter who had some hot milk. And I guess he was carrying it. Maybe he tripped or something. But he dropped the hot milk into a bowl of chocolate. And of course, when the boss saw this, he wasn't happy. And so he said, Ganache, like, you fool, how could you do something like that?
原来呢 ,Ganache 这个蛋糕的名字是怎么来的？原来就是当时呢，有个人不小心呢，把这个牛奶呢，倒进去这个巧克力里面。那个老板当然就很生气了，他就说，哇，笨蛋，就把这个 Ganache 念出来了。那就是为什么这个蛋糕的名字就叫做笨蛋 Ganache。
All right.
I see now.
But the boss didn't stay angry for long. Do you know why?It's because milk and chocolate turned out to be pretty good. Now, this word turn out, it means in the end, something becomes something else.
好，这里呢，我们看到一个用法，就是 turn out to be 后面加形容词，意思呢就是结果是怎么样，后来证明是如何。通常呢，都是你原来觉得这件事是如何如何，结果后来发现，哎。不是这个样子的，结果证明是某个另外一个样子。比方说呢，之前我个朋友他邀请我呢去参加一个 party， 我不想去，因为觉得 party 大家会很无聊。可是我后来还是去啦，结果呢 ，the party turned out to be great fun.
Right. Or we could say, I thought it would rain, but it turned out to be a nice day.
So was the waiter fired by his boss?
No, he wasn't fired. When you're fired, that means you probably did something bad at your job, and your boss tells you, no, sorry, you can't work here anymore. But he wasn't fired. In the end, the boss was happy because milk chocolate tasted so great.
Right. 这里呢，我们看到一个动词，就是 fire 这个字。Fire 当名词的时候，我们都非常熟悉，就是火。不过它当动词的时候可不是哦，它当动词的时候就是解雇、开除的意思。那这里提到呢，后来那个 waiter 那个服务生并没有被他们老板解雇，因为后来发现这个牛奶巧克力还真是非常的可口。Okay, that's all for our conversation today, I think.
Okay, everybody, we'll take a break and we'll be back in a moment.Chocolate, food of the gods.
Conversation B.
Your cake looks shiny. What's on top?
It's gold powder.
Really? I've never tasted gold before.
Give it a try.
This cake has coffee, tangerine.
Actually, it has seven different tastes. Each layer has one kind.
So, does this one have a silly name too?
It's called Opera, because it looks so much like the Paris Opera House.
Wow! Each chocolate cake has its own story.
Clayton, your shoes look shiny. New shoes?
Yeah, I bought them yesterday.
Oh, 那这里我们看到 shiny 这个字 ，shiny 就是发光的、闪闪发亮的，它是一个形容词。那它的动词是哪个字呢？没有错，就是 shine 这个字。shine 这个字呢，它是照亮或发光的意思。它的三态是 shine, shone, shone。那另外呢 ，shine 这个字也可以当擦亮。擦亮，那它就是变成一般变化的动词而已。它的三态是 shine, shined, shined. So why is this cake here shiny? I mean, somebody shine it?
No, no. The thing is, it has some gold powder on it. Some powder that's gold colored, and I guess that makes it look kind of shiny.
原来这边是可能有些金色的粉末。那我们看到 powder 这个字就是名词，就是粉末的意思。那另外呢，我们在家里这个小 baby 常常用的这个 baby powder 其实就是我们的痱子粉。
So this cake looks really good, but Daisy tells him to give it a try. Now when you give something a try, that just means do it. But here we're talking about food.So if you give someone some food and say, give it a try, that means you want them to taste it.
好，这里我们看到 give it a try， 那字面上的意思就是给他一个尝试，其实就是试试看意思。So Clayton, do you like Chinese snacks?
Yeah, I like 胡椒饼.
Oh, 胡椒饼. I didn't bring 胡椒饼 today, but I have some pig blood cake, 猪血糕.
Oh, does it have peanut powder on it?
Yes, it does. Do you want to give it a try?
Yeah, sure.
I'll bring it to you.
Oh, but wait, maybe later. We need to finish teaching first.
I'm sorry.
So in our conversation, Daisy has a really special cake. It has 7 different flavors. Now the flavors are just the tastes. And it also has 7 layers. Now a layer is like a level. So there are different layers on top of each other like this.
Right, 这里呢我们看到这个蛋糕呢它有 7 layers, 有7层。Layer 这个字呢就是层的意思，它是一个名词。那另外呢我们知道这每一层都有不同的 flavor, 不同的口味。Flavor 这个字也是名词，它是口味的意思。
So Jenny, I heard that there's some kind of dessert, a Chinese cake called a 1000 layer cake.
Oh, a 1000 layer cake, 你讲的是千层糕 But actually, it doesn't have 1000 layers. The name only means that it has many, many layers.
Oh, okay, okay. Well, Jenny just mentioned a good word, actually. When you say actually, what you mean is really or in fact.
这里呢我刚刚也讲到了 actually 这个字它呢是一个副词就是事实上的意思那你也可以说 in fact 也是事实上哦
So Daisy's cake has 7 layers and 7 different tastes Now it also has a really interesting name It's called opera
Opera? I mean, can it sing?
No, it can't sing, but it's called opera because it looks like the Paris Opera House.
Oh, 这边呢，原来它为什么叫 opera, 叫歌剧呢？原来呢，它 look like Paris Opera House. 这里呢，我们又看到 look like 这个词哈 ，look like 就是看起来像的意思。那之前我们曾经提过感官动词有 look。有 smell, 有 taste, 有 sound, 也有 feel. 那这样子的感官动词你都可以在后面加上 like, 就变成 look like, smell like, taste like, sound like, 或者是 feel like, 感觉起来像,听起来像,看起来像,闻起来像,如何如何的。
You know, I kind of smell something. Do you smell that?
Smells like chocolate.
Oh, I really feel like eating some chocolate. Maybe we should go see who's making hot chocolate out there.
Okay. 但是我们要先等一下再去这个看看这个巧克力谁在煮的。我们现在来看看 word power 吧。
Word power.
Hi everybody, welcome to Word Power.
我们来看 Word Power 今天有什么字咯。
Okay, the first one is by accident. By accident.
By accident, 副词片语它是意外地的意思。
Paul broke the cup by accident.
Paul 呢他不小心打破了这个杯子。
Number two, turn out. Turn out.
Turn out, 这是一个动词片语结果是变成是。
It was raining, but the football game turned out to be fun.
哎，在下雨，可是这个橄榄球赛呢，结果呢，却非常的好玩。
Yeah, I think it's fun to play sports in the rain sometimes. Number three, shiny, shiny.
Shiny, 形容词，闪亮的。
The car looked so shiny after my father washed it.
对了，在我爸爸把车洗过之后呢，那个车子看起来非常的闪亮。
And the last one is actually, actually.
Actually, 副词，事实上。
My little brother looks weak, but he's actually very strong.
哦，我弟弟看起来好像很虚弱，可是 actually, 事实上他非常的强壮。
Okay, everybody, that's it for Word Power, but stay with us, we have more.
in mind.
Now, Jonathan, there are two ways to use a verb.
对，动词呢有两种使用方式，有主动的用法，还有被动的用法。Which one should we teach them first?
Let's talk about one like this. I'll just give you an example.
Okay.
The cat ate the food.
The cat ate the food. 这里我们看到的是主动的用法哦。这里呢，主词在前面，然后受词在后面。猫把食物给吃掉了。What about the other one?
The food was eaten by the cat.
而这个被动式的用法句子是 The food was eaten by the cat. 这里有受词在前面。接下来我们用 be 动词再加个过去分词。这里就是 was eaten, 也就是说食物被猫吃掉了。
Right, so two ways, they both mean the same thing. You can use which one you like.
So, you have a cat.
Jenny, I see you brought some snacks.
Oh, yes. Well, it's a cake with chocolate layer inside.
Oh.
It's really delicious.
Yeah, it looks really good.
Well, would you like to try it?
Can I? That'd be great. But wait, first we gotta take another look at today's conversation.
Chocolate, food of the gods. This cake looks good.
Yeah, it's ganache. It means fool in old French.
Why would a delicious cake be called fool?
Ganache was invented by accident. A waiter dropped hot milk into a bowl of chocolate.
And his boss got angry?
Right. He shouted, "You're a ganache!"
So, was the waiter fired?
No. Milk chocolate turned out to be delicious.
Your cake looks shiny. What's on top?
It's gold powder.
Really? I've never tasted gold before.
Give it a try.
This cake has coffee, tangerine.
Actually, it has 7 different tastes. Each layer has one kind.
So, does this one have a silly name too?
It's called Opera, because it looks so much like the Paris Opera House.
Wow! Each chocolate cake has its own story.
Now it's review time, so we're going to ask you some short questions to see if you remember what was in today's lesson.
我们今天要做的是问答题，等一下呢 ,Clayton 会问我们一些问题，就根据今天文章内容来回答咯。
The first one is, how was ganache invented?
Ganache, 这个蛋糕到底是怎么发明出来的呢？Well, someone dropped hot milk into a bowl of chocolate, right?
Right, and it turned out to be delicious.
Right.
Number two, why was Daisy's cake shiny?
为什么 Daisy 她的蛋糕这么闪闪发亮的呢? Why? Because it had gold powder on it.
Exactly. And number three, why was Daisy's cake called opera?
为什么 Daisy 她的蛋糕叫做 opera, 叫歌剧呢? Well, because it looked like the Paris Opera House.
Right. We know that her cake couldn't sing. That's not why it was called opera. Okay, everybody, I hope you got all the answers. That's it for review time, but we have more to come.
living phrases.
I'm so tired today. I don't want to clean the house.
How about drinking coffee? Give it a try.
But I hate coffee.
Then take a cold shower. Give it a try.
No thanks.
Maybe you could give running a try.
I have a better idea.
What's that?
I go back to sleep, and you clean the house.
Just for fun!
Welcome back, everyone! This is Just for Fun A-plus English, and we're doing tongue twisters. Gosh, I love tongue twisters. Let's see who's here with me today.
Hello, everyone. It's Matt. And I'm a little worried, Angie, because the past 2 weeks, our tongue twisters have been pretty short and not too difficult. But today, it looks really long. I'm nervous.
Don't worry, Matt. I'm sure you'll do well. You're right, though. Today, February 16th, we have a long tongue twister for you. Would you like to try it?
Well, okay. I'm just going to say it one time, though. A big black bug bit a big black dog on his big black nose. Whew, that's a lot of black and bugs and blah, blah, blah.
I think, listening to you, all I hear is big and black, big and black. That's because in this tongue twister, we say big and the word black 3 times. A big black bug, like an insect. A big black bug bit. A big black dog on his big black nose.
Oh, so that's like maybe a mosquito or a fly, and he lands on the dog's black nose, and he bites that big black nose on the big black dog, and then maybe the big black dog bites the big black bug because he's angry because he bit his nose. Ooh, I'm making this much more difficult now.
I would be upset too if someone bit me on my nose, but I think that when you're doing tongue twisters sometimes, it's good to start with a rhythm. Like, for example, a big black bug bit a big black dog on a big black nose.
Okay, well, let's say it quickly. A big black bug bit a big black dog on his big black nose. A big black bug bit a big black dog on his big black nose. A big black nugga-nugga. I'm not going to do it today. This is too long.
That's okay, Matt. We can practice it later. So, listeners, I hope you had a great time with this longer tongue twister. Till next time.